Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Today's commentary is specifically aimed at Jamaicans who walk around with better-than-thou attitudes toward black Americans. Firstly, if you have children born in the U.S., they are black Americans. Simple. Secondly, every single child that is alive today is your child, period. There's a video making the rounds on social media of a woman coming up on the police basically harassing a black teenager. A black woman dries up and instantly becomes the boy's auntie. She intervenes and probably saved his life and definitely prevented him from being arrested or at least detained by the police. For us to better understand the reality in which we live, look at some of the practices utilized by the U.S. immigration at this time. When an applicant attends an interview with his or her attorney, there are officers present who will arrest even the attorney if the applicant is found to have contravened some law or the other. The attorney can be arrested for facilitating the wrongdoing in the eyes of the authorities. In reality, I'm not even here talking about a village helping its members. I'm talking about survival at the most basic level if you are black and living in the U.S. in 2025. And be reminded too that even if you are a U.S. citizen, it is in your best interest to walk, drive, or whatever, always keeping documents in your possession that show your immigration status. You could be charged $130, for example, if you don't have your green card on you, not a copy. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.